创世纪通常是我们最熟悉的一个书卷。
Genesis is often the book that we find ourselves most familiar with.
因为常常我们立志要读圣经的时候，总是会从创世纪开始。
Because whenever we start again to read the Bible, we begin from the book of Genesis.
所以很有可能圣经里头的这些书卷，我们读最多次的可能就是创世纪。
So it's possible that the book that we've read the most often in the Bible is the book of Genesis.
所以对很多人来讲，这个等于是给大家的一个简单的复习。
So for many people, this might be a review.
摩西大概是距离现在3400年前的人。
Moses is a character that's about 3,000 to 4,000 years old.
所以创世纪的著作应该大约是在离现在3400年。
So the book of Genesis is at least 3,000 to 4,000 years old.
这个启示录作者是约翰，他大概是西元90年西元第一世纪的人。
On the other hand, the Apostle John wrote the book of Revelations in about 90 AD.
所以圣经的第一卷跟最后一卷之间的距离大概是1400年到1500年。
So the difference between the first and the last book of the Bible may have approximately 1500 years.
那从这样的一个事实，就让我们知道圣经的确是一本很伟大的书。
With this reality, realize that the Bible is a very incredible book.
这个创世纪的作者就是摩西。
The author of the book of Genesis is Moses.
那创世纪所记载的这许多的事情，主要发生的地点就是在今天的中东。
And many of the events took place in the region presently known as the Middle East.
那我们来看几个创世纪里头比较关键、比较重要的经节。
So let's look at a couple of the more prominent verses in this book.
请看创世纪第一章第一节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
第一节，起初神创造天地。
First one, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
这是一个很有权威性的、很简短、很有权威性的一句话。Authority.
This is a verse that carries great authority in the beginning.
很简单的一句话但是一直没有人能够去把它推翻。
Although it's simple, no one can refute it.
所以这个第一句话就告诉我们这个天地怎么来的。
So this first verse tells us clearly how the heavens and the earth came to being.
27节，一章27节。
Chapter 1, verse 27.
神就照自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created him.
这一节经节告诉我们人是怎么来的。
And this verse tells us how humans came to being.
这里说神是照着自己的形象来造人。
The verse says that God created man in his own image.
这就是为什么人是这么的这么的宝贵。
This is why humans and mankind is so precious.
就是在万物当中人是这么的尊贵，这是主要的原因。
It's because in the entire creation, this points out how precious we are to God.
做一个人，这是我们必须要知道的。
And as a man, we have to understand this fact.
起初神是照着他的形象来造人。
That in the beginning, God created us in his own image.
再请看创世纪十二章。
Let's also turn to Genesis chapter 12.
十二章第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
神对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、户家，往我所要指示你的地去。”
Chapter 12, verse 1. The Lord had said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you."
第二节，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing.
第三节，为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
这在记载着这个人类犯罪之后神从人类里头来拣选了 亚伯拉罕。
After mankind's fall, these three verses tell us how the Lord called Abraham.
啊，神对亚伯拉罕的应许跟期望。
And these verses detail the promise and the hope that the Lord had for Abraham.
哦，那也是整本圣经所有的事迹的一个重要的一个开始。
And this is a very important key event in the beginning of the Bible.
哦，当然，整个创世纪里头，我们一定还可以找到你觉得很关键、很重要的经节。
You might find other key verses and events in Genesis.
哦，那再来，整个创世纪五十章，我们可以把它分成两个大段落。
But we can split Genesis into a couple of main sections.
啊，第一个大段就是第一节。啊，第一章第一节到十一章第九节讲的是所谓太古的历史，或者说史前的历史。
From chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 11 verse 9, we can call this the primeval history.
啊，这十一章里头在记载着起初神的创造。
These 11 chapters detail God's creation.
啊，在记载着人类的堕落。
And mankind's fall.
啊，另外记载着人类历史上一件重要的事情，啊，就是挪亚时代。洪水来灭世这一件事情。
And another event, which is the judgment of the flood in Noah's time.
那第四件事情就是巴别塔的事件。
And of course, there was also judgment on the Tower of Babel.
因为巴别塔的事件啊，让人类开始分散在整个啊这个整个地面。
The event at the Tower of Babel caused mankind to scatter throughout the nations.
也因为巴别塔的事件让我们知道为什么人类有这么多的语言。
And this event also explains why there are so many languages on earth.
再来，创世纪的第二个大段，就是从十一章一直到五十章。
And the second main section of Genesis is from chapter 11 verse 10 to chapter 50.
主要围绕在四个人物。他们的生活，他们的信仰。
It primarily focuses on four different characters and their journey of faith.
就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟，这四代。
And these four characters are Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
那他们通常也被称为是族长，所以这一段历史就是族长的历史。
And because these four characters are often called the patriarchs of faith,We call this the patriarchal history.
好，那整个我们如果有你手上有讲义那个一主题跟结论讲到这个整个创世纪当然讲到神这个创世的这个记载。
And if you look at your outline at number at point E, it says that the main event and the summary.
那以及神很期望从人当中分别出。一个种族的人来敬拜神。
And the main theme and summary is the record of God's creation of the world and his desire to have a people set apart to worship him.
这个就是创世纪的后半部分，神怎样从人当中拣选人，来成为他的百姓，来敬拜他。
And so this entire second half of Genesis talks about God's desire to have a people set apart to worship him.
那当我们整卷书来看的时候，我们可以把它分成两个层面来看。
So when we look at Genesis as a whole, we can split the book into two parts.
第一个就是这一本书对当时候的意义跟目的是什么。
And we can look at the beginning. What was God's purpose in creating the world?
就是说当摩西写这个创世纪的时候这个创世纪对摩西那一个时代的人有什么意义
And when Moses wrote the book of Genesis, what was the purpose of writing it for the Israelites at the time?
那第二个层面就是今天我们在读创世纪对我们今天的意义是什么
And the second part is, what is the purpose of the book of Genesis for us Christians today?
所以 F, 我们先来看这个创世纪对摩西那个时代的人的意义是什么
？So in point F, it talks, we'll discuss the central meaning of this book at that time.
第一个当然就是让他们知道这个宇宙的开始，以及那个开始是一个美好的世界。
Of course, one of the most important purposes was to allow us to understand the beginning of this world.
那创世纪也让摩西那个时代的人 从创世纪来看到这个世界上很多的第一次，很多的开始。
So the book of Genesis allowed people at the time to understand how many beginnings, which is the beginning of people and other things.
第一个就是人类的开始。
Of course, the beginning of people.
再来就是罪跟受苦的开始。
And the beginning of sin and suffering.
第三个国家民族的开始。
The beginning of nations.
第四个看到人背逆神的开始。
And four, the beginning of rebellion against God.
再来一个看到神他计划拯救人类的开始。
And the beginning of God's plan to rescue people from sin.
神拯救人类的目的就是要让人跟神之间能够有一个对的关系，和好的关系。
For the purpose of being able to live in harmony with God.
所以神救人的计划，从创世纪里头我们可以看到。
So we can already see God's plan of salvation from the first book of Genesis.
第二点，这个让我们人可以看到说亚当跟夏娃他们在被创造之初他们是没有罪的。
Also, when God created Adam and Eve, we know that they were without sin.
那因为他们没有顺服神，他们吃了分别善恶树上的果子，所以他们成了罪人。
But because they disobeyed God and they ate of the fruit of the fruit of the tree of good of knowledge of good and evil, so theywere estranged from God.
那这一个举动不但影响他们，也影响到后代的人。
And this event not only influenced themselves, it also influenced all the later descendants.
我们请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
十二节，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
这告诉我们为什么每一个人在神的面前都是罪人。
This verse explains to us why every one of us is a sinner before God.
讲义 F 的第三点。提到挪亚他因为顺服神，所以他造了方舟。
And in F.3, it says that Noah was spared from the destruction of the flood because he obeyed God.
那他的顺服神，所以他全家人没有遭受洪水的毁灭。
Because he obeyed God, his entire family was able to be saved from the flood.
造方舟是当时神给人的救赎的方法。
The ark was God's way of saving mankind at that time.
神指示挪亚，挪亚照着做。
So God commanded Noah, and Noah went ahead to build it.
挪亚他就能够蒙拯救。
And because of this, Noah was able to be saved.
所以我们要留意着今天神给人救赎的方法是什么。
So today we have to think about what God's plan of salvation for us is.
这个救赎是神所定的。
Salvation is something that is set and determined by God.
所以必须照着神给我们的方法。
So we must follow God's way of salvation.
所以今天我们传扬主耶稣救人的福音。
And that's why today we are trying to preach the gospel of salvation.
这是今天神救赎人的方法。
This is God's way today of trying to save other people.
第四小点。
And point four.
这个刚才我们有读到创世纪十二章的第一节，神要亚伯拉罕离开他的故乡。
We just read this, but Abraham was commanded to leave his country.
那亚伯拉罕来到迦南地，他就过着漂流的生活。
And once Abraham entered the land of Canaan, he lived a nomadic life.
他经过了很多年，他终于等到神给他的应许，他从撒拉得着一个儿子。
And through many years of waiting, he finally received God's promise of a son through Sarah.
那在亚伯拉罕的一生里头有一个最高点就是他照着神的要求把他的儿子献上。
And in his lifetime, we see that his highest point was when he offered his son Isaac as a sacrifice.
所以在这整个过程，整个亚伯拉罕的一生里头，我们看到他一直坚持着对神的信。
So in Abraham's entire life, we could see his continuous faith in God.
所以从他的离开故乡，我们用一个今天的名词，他移民，一直到他献他的儿子，这是一段信心的路程。
The entire journey of faith begins from leaving his country to wandering in Canaan, and then finally sacrificing his son as God commanded.
所以从这个路程里头，我们看到所谓信心的成长。
So in this entire journey, we could see his progress of faith.
我们称亚伯拉罕是我们信心之父。
That's why we call Abraham the father of faith.
那我们所看到的就是信心要成长。
What we see is, what we need to see is our faith growing.
亚伯拉罕信心的第一步离开。
Abraham's first step in his journey was to leave.
离开他所熟悉的所有的这一些摸得着看得见的。
He left everything that he could see or touch.
这是信心的亚伯拉罕信心的起步。
This was the first step of his faith.
我们再看创世纪十五章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪十五章第六节。
Genesis chapter 15 verse 6.
第六节，亚伯兰信主，信神，神就以此为他的义。
And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness.
这是亚伯拉罕他信心的成长。
This was Abraham's growth in his faith.
这里说他相信神，相信神给他的应许。
Abraham believed in the promise that the Lord gave him.
这个应许是还没有看见的。
He didn't yet see this promise.
但是他已经接受，他已经相信。
But he accepted it and he believed in it.
从这个相信神给他的应许，这个就是信心的第二个阶段。
Believing in the Lord's promise, this is the second part and second step of faith.
那第三个阶段，他照神的吩咐。要把他独生的儿子以撒献上。
The third step was being able to follow through with God's command of offering up his son as a sacrifice.
这个儿子是他最重要的，是他所有的一切。
This son was everything to him, and he was his most precious son.
这个儿子是他将来的盼望。
And this son was his hope.
但是神说你把他献上。
Yet God told him that he had to sacrifice as Isaac.
有儿子他就有一切。
If he had a son, he had everything.
没有了儿子就好像一切都没有了。
But without his son Isaac, it would be as if he lost everything.
所以这个阶段的信心，神要让他从有到完全没有。
So in this time period of his faith, Abraham was going from, God wanted Abraham to go from having everything to having nothing.
但是亚伯拉罕他做到了。
Yet Abraham was able to accomplish this.
眼看着好像所有都没有了。
From far away, it seemed as if he would have lost everything.
那其实他是得着了一切。
But actually, he gained everything.
这也是我们信心成长，所谓信心成长可以参考的一个很好的模范。
And so he is a good example for us to learn regarding faith.
我们所谓的信心不能够只是一直停留在物质这一个层面。
Our faith can not always only remain at the level of what we can see.
要提升到神给我们那个还没有得着、还没有看见的应许。
We have to raise our faith to that of which is invisible.
最后再提升到像亚伯拉罕这样可以舍弃一切。
And to the point where at the end, like Abraham, we are willing to give up everything.
那亚伯拉罕已经给我们一个很好的榜样，就是其实不是牺牲一切，是要得着一切。
And Abraham gave us also a good example in that, even though it seemed as if he was losing everything, he gained everything.
再看这个第五点。
Let's look at point five.
这个亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒，他不求走自己的道路。
Isaac did not demand his own way.
他愿意被他的父亲献在坛上，他没有反抗。
And when he was going to be sacrificed on the altar, he didn't resist.
那他也乐意地接受他的父亲亚伯拉罕给他安排的婚姻。
And he gladly accepted the wife that was chosen for him by others.
这是第二代的信仰。
And this was, he was a second generation faith.
所以他承接了 父亲的信仰。
So he actually accepted the faith of his father.
那他的信心的表现主要表现在他的顺服。
And his faith was demonstrated through obedience.
他能够相信，能够信，能够这个信赖这一位有信仰、有信心的父亲。
And he could rely and believe in this father who was a man of faith in God.
所以我们有很多是第二代、第三代的信仰，我们要好好的看我们那第一代的信仰。
So those of us who are second generation believers, we have to look carefully at the first generation believers.
我们要努力的来继承我们那第一代的信仰。
And we have to try to imitate and grab hold of that same faith.
第六点。
Point six.
雅各他是一个不容易放弃的人。
Jacob was a person that did not give up easily.
他凡事他都非常用心、非常认真的要去得着。
In whatever he did, he was earnest in trying to accomplish or achieve it.
所以他曾经为了他的妻子，很用心、很努力的来服侍这个拉班。
So because of his wife, he labored faithfully for Laban for 14 years.
那他很有名的一件事情就是他跟神摔跤，向神恳求。
And a very prominent event was his wrestling with God.
那在那一次他的腿瘸了。
And at that time, his hip was injured.
第七这个约瑟我们知道他被哥哥们出卖成为奴隶。
And number seven, Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers.
他在埃及的主人家里也曾经受到不公平的对待而被下在监牢里。
And when he was in Egypt, he was unjustly thrown into prison by a misunderstanding by his master.
但是神却让那个结果成为是最美好的。
Yet God was able to turn this consequence into the most beautiful result.
也成就了神所要成就了这个神美好的旨意。
And these events were able to fulfill God's wonderful plan for his people.
所以从约瑟我们看到他这一种耐心等候的信心。
So from Joseph we can learn about having patience in our faith.
那整个这四代人给我们一个很重要的提醒。
These four generations give us a very important reminder.
他们都粉碎自己，然后融入了神伟大的计划里头。粉碎。
They were able to sacrifice and crush or to crush themselves in order to achieve God's will.
他们都能够融入这个神伟大的救赎恩典里头。
And they were able to enter into God's salvation.
一个很重要的事情，他们破碎自己。
And so an important part of that was being able to deny themselves.
亚伯拉罕他必须离开他的故乡。
Abraham had to leave his own country.
一个75岁的人离开他所熟悉的地方。
Imagine, it was a 75-year-old man leaving his familiar home.
这就是一种粉碎自己。
This is an act of denying yourself.
这个以撒他愿意甘心的被父亲把他献上。
And Isaac was willing to sacrifice himself.
这个就是以撒的粉碎自己。
This was his act of denying himself.
这个雅各他的腿瘸了。
And Jacob, his hip was injured during the wrestling.
他以前都靠他这强壮的腿来奔跑他所要奔跑的道路。
Even though Jacob had always relied on his might and his own strength to achieve what he wanted.
现在他腿瘸了，他再也不能够像以前那样子来奔跑。
But now he was injured permanently so that he could never again walk as before.
他只能够紧紧地抓住神。
He could only rely and grasp hold of God.
他不再只是靠自己的意志力，靠自己的聪明。
He could not no longer only rely on himself and his intelligence.
所以雅各粉碎了自己。
So Jacob also learned to deny himself.
约瑟同样的，他必须要粉碎自己，才能够融入神的伟大里头。
Similarly, Joseph also had to suffer in order to enter that salvation.
当约瑟见到他哥哥的时候
，When Joseph saw his brothers，
有一个反应就是约瑟哭了。
His reaction was that he cried。
约瑟哭了几次
？How long did he weep？
他哭了几多少次
？How many times did he weep？
通常我们哭一次够了。
Usually if we just cry one time, it's enough.
约瑟不只是哭一次。
But Joseph didn't just cry one time.
如果你是约瑟，你见到你的仇人，你的哥哥，你会怎样
？If you were also Joseph, and after a long time you saw your enemies, which were your own flesh and blood brothers.
约瑟的哭应该是很复杂的。
Actually, Joseph's weeping must have been complicated.
不是只是那种见到亲人的哭。
It's not just the crying of being able to see your relatives again.
仇人就在眼前，我现在有能力报复。
Your enemies are before you, and you have the ability to take vengeance on them.
仇人就在眼前，但是他们又都是我的哥哥。
Your enemies are before you right now, yet they are your physical brothers.
我想这种挣扎是很大的。
I'm sure that the struggle he went through inside must have been great.
这就是为什么约瑟他哭了几次。
That's why Joseph cried a couple of times.
最后在哭里头，他必须要粉碎自己。
And at the end, he also had to suffer and deny himself.
他也真的粉碎了自己。
And he really did deny himself.
因为他原谅的哥哥们。
Because he forgave his brothers.
这个不是说着就做到的。
This isn't something that you could just say and do it by saying.
他必须粉碎了自己。
He actually had to deny himself.
所以今天我们也都愿意融入神的伟大、神的计划、神的恩典里头。
Today we can also all enter and obtain God's grace and blessings.
所以在我们的生活过程里头，神也会让我们经历这种粉碎自己的过程。
And in our journey of life, we'll also meet experiences like this where we have to learn to deny ourselves.
求神帮助我们，在需要的时候，我们能够粉碎自己。
May God guide us so that during these pivotal moments, we can also learn from their examples.
因为我们需要进入神的伟大、神的永恒里头。
Because we must enter into God's eternal salvation.
我们看讲义的 G。
Let's look at point G.
对我们今天的意义。
What is the meaning for us today?
第一个，我们从创世纪，我们看到人的尊严跟价值在哪里。
From Genesis, we can learn about our importance and our dignity and worth.
我们是照着神的样式所造的。
Because we were created in His image and likeness.
第二个，从亚当夏娃的犯罪，让我们知道罪的破坏力以及它所带来的后果有多么的大。
And from Adam and Eve's example, we can learn the consequences of sin and how great they were.
从挪亚我们看到，我们努力的求神保守我们在他的爱里头，这是何等大的恩典。
And from Noah's story, we can see how he still protects those who are faithful to him in love.
生活在神的方式里头，这样的人生才会是有意义，才会是美好的。
Being able to live in God's ark, that kind of lifestyle is one that is meaningful and good for us.
第五点，我们要像以撒一样，把神的旨意总是摆在优先的位置。
And from Isaac's example, we can learn to put God's will ahead of our own.
那第六点，雅各纵然有很多的缺点，但是他那种在工作上的努力，是肯定是我们的好模范。
And from Jacob, we know that even though he made a lot of mistakes, his hard work teaches us about living a life of service.
这个约瑟的人生里头有一段时间，他受了很多的苦。
There was a period of time when Joseph also went through a lot of suffering.
那这个是第七点，在这些受苦当中，其实让我们知道，会让我们常常会让我们在信仰上更坚强。
But from this suffering, even though it's unfair, it will make us stronger in our faith.
在受苦的当中，让我们基督徒的个性能够培养起来。
During that period of suffering, our character can be molded and strengthened.
那神过去是一个守约的神，他今天仍然一样。
Even though God in the past was one who often made covenants to help people, today he is the same.
在第八点这里提到说，顺服就是我们能够享有神的应许的一个秘诀。
So in point eight, it teaches us that the way that we can enjoy life is through God's promises. To enjoy God's promises is to obey Him.
那顺服也帮助我们恢复我们跟神的关系。
And obeying God restores our relationship to Him.
第九点提到兴盛成功是顺服必然的结果。
And true prosperity and success comes from is the result of obeying God.
那最后一点第十点这里提到神拣选以色列人成为敬拜神的百姓他有三个目的。
And when God created the nation of Israel, He had three purposes.
第一个这个神在这个世界上来彰显出神的道。
The first was to make His ways alive to the world.
那第二个借着这些神的百姓来宣告，让人知道神的本质是什么。
The second was through His people to proclaim His ways to the world.
再来拣选这些以色列人的目的，就是为了预备救主耶稣基督的降生。
And the third was to prepare the world for the birth of Christ.
好，那最后有一些复习的题目。
And at the end, there are a couple of there are a number of review questions.
这个给你做参考。
These review questions are for your reference.
你可能已经读过创世纪好几次。
Maybe you've read Genesis many times.
你待会或者回家，你就可以马上做做看，看你到底记得多少。
So when you go home, you can go ahead and fill these out to see how much you really know about the book of Genesis.
你如果没有什么把握，那你就在一月份里头把创世纪读过一次然后来做这些题目。
If you aren't confident, then you can use January to finish this book of Genesis and to complete these review questions.
请那个 projector 你 project 一下。好，那在这里有一个建议。
And here you could see a recommendation.
好，我希望我们可以的话，你每个礼拜找一张圣经。
I hope that once a week you can find a verse in the Bible.
A chapter.
Oh, a chapter in the Bible.
那你照着这样的样式，好，你把那一张圣经做一下整理。
And you can use this outline to organize your thoughts about that chapter.
你如果有参加家庭聚会的习惯。
And if you attend Bible studies on a weekly basis.
在你去参加之前。
Before you go to that Bible study.
你把那一张圣经读一次或几次。
You can read that chapter before the Bible study a couple of times.
然后照着这几个项目你来做一下整理。
And you can use these points that are projected to organize your thoughts about the chapter.
相信你这样子做对你会有一定会有很大的帮助。
I'm sure that doing this will help you in your faith.
那在祷告之前我突然想到一个简单的感想跟大家分享一下。
And before we pray, there is something I'd like to share with everyone.
在读创世纪的时候我们常常会或多或少有一个冲突有一个 conflict
often when we read the book of Genesis there's a conflict
因为整个圣经的年代把它加起来这个人类的历史大概是6000年的时间
because when you add up all the ages and time inWe find that there's actually 6,000 years of history.
但是科学家的研究里头都告诉我们，这个地球，这个宇宙它远远的超过6000年。
But scientists always tell us that the history of the world must be much greater than 6,000 years.
我曾经是卖这个化工颜料，化学颜料。
I used to be someone who sold chemical products.
那我的对象都是那种金属表面处理的工厂，处理金属的表面 ，metal.
And most of my competitors,
我的 customer,
or my customers were people who would polish metal.
比如说这个银
，For example, silver.
那他们会给我买一种简单的化学药品。
They would buy a very simple chemical product.
经过那个药品处理之后，那个银啊，看起来就是古董。
And after they used this chemical product, the silver looked like an antique.
那其实那个是现在做的，只是经过那个药品的处理，看起来是就会像是古银，像是古董。
Actually, that silver was just manufactured, but processed, but using that chemical, it looked like it was genuinely an antique.
所以你会以为说，哦，这个大概是100年前、200年前的东西。
So when you look at it, you'll think this must be something at least 100 to 200 years old.
其实这是现在制造的。
But actually, it was something that was just created.
人都可以把现在造的让你感觉，让你感觉上好像是很久以前的制造的。
Humans can always take something that was created today and make it look like something created a long time ago.
所以我也相信神有这个能力。
So I also believe that God has the same powers.
让你现在来测试好多东西，好像是超过6000年以上的东西。
So oftentimes we might test a lot of things and say, this must be over 6,000 years old.
我不是在否认说这些科学家他们的测试不准。
I'm not denying the scientists' analysis.
我的意思是说，我们不用去为这些事情烦恼。
But I'm just saying that we shouldn't worry over these things.
好，我们来唱诗146首。
Let's all sing hymn 146.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's sing verse 1 and the last verse.